What invention do you remember most from your childhood?
I was trying to think of that. The cars were already, of course, invented, but there weren't very many around when I was a kid. Pretty everybody in town had a horse and buggy.
How about telephones?
Oh, telephones. I remember the old farm telephones in the rural areas of the Dakotas. They ran along the barbed wire fences. The top wire was insulated, had an insulator on it, and came to a gate, went up over the top and down, and that's the way the telephones were. And everybody on that line had their own ring, two shorts and a long, or two longs, or whatever. And they were all connected. And one day, the guy I worked for was calling an implement dealer in Lemon, South Dakota, and I could tell he was having trouble hearing, and the person he couldn't even hear get it intelligently, and he let out a cuss, and he said, "You goddamn eavesdropper, get off the line." Click, click, click.
Oh, that's
What was the first movie you saw in theaters?
Let's see, what was it? It was, the first movie I saw. Oh, I don't remember. Oh, I was in the upper grades or beginning high school, and I was the first year of high school in Miles City. I went to the movies regularly, and there was a serial that they played one episode every Saturday. And I don't even remember now what the name of it was, but it was a Western, like a Hoot Gibson or one of those old relics. And I had to go every Saturday to see the next episode of that.
Who was your favorite movie actor?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Way back then, but I liked Charlton Heston. He was a good one.
What was your favorite thing to do for fun when you were growing up?
Well, I didn't have any particular thing. What I did, probably more than anything, was skateboarding.
Skateboarding?
Yeah.
How did you skateboard?
On a board with wheels.
I made my own a board, about 3.5-4 feet long. I took roller skates and put the front ones, wheels in the front and in the back, and you get a little movement because of the way the front wheels roll, and you put one foot on the board and one foot paddle on the sidewalk, and boy, you could, if the sidewalks were decent, you could really scoot around.
What do you remember about your first job? Or maybe I should ask, what was your first job?
I'm trying to think. Lots of sort of jobs, or more like chores when I was kid, even preschool.
Well, your first paying job.
Oh, my first paying job. Well, I got a nickel a bucket for those spuds.
Oh, it was spuds? Where was this?
Oh, that was in South Dakota, before I started school.
Who are you most proud of, or what are you most proud of?
Oh, I'd have to say my family, I guess.
Thank you. What advice did your parents or grandparents give you that you remember best?
The one I remember most.
Which grandmother was that?
My mother's.
Dreyer.
Mother's. Eddie. My mother's side.
Okay.
And, honesty was one of the attributes she stressed heavily.
Okay. What is one thing you think everybody should try at least once in their life?
Well, I don't think of anything particular that I would suggest that everybody try.
Is there anything that you wish you had tried and didn't get to?
Oh, I'm sure there's something.
But nothing that comes to mind?
I always thought I'd like to fly an airplane.
That's what I was saying.
Never got to.
So you'd say that.
I went to college 2 years expecting to join the Air Force. Mm-hmm. And then when I got the 2 years of college in, the doctor said, "My boy, you'll never make it." I said, "What's up?" I thought I was in good physical shape. And he said, "You need glasses." Mm. And you had to have 2 years of college and have 20/20 vision to get into the flying part of the Air Force. When at that time, mm-hmm. You don't have that same thing now, but you did then, and I didn't make it.